If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
Yeah, we need this song this morning.
And something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind.
10 minutes after eight.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
It's gonna be a lovely week. On the Team Hochberg phone line with extremely local news from Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey, and with the 70s forecast right on through Monday, it's time to help your favorite restaurant. Al Fresco Dining. Hi, Seamus.
Hey, Bob. Good morning.
And how long will Chicago's indoor dining ban last? That is the question. Do you have some answers for us on that, Seamus?
I do have some answers, and unfortunately, it's not the ray of sunshine we might hope. I know there's a lot going on this morning, but one thing to keep in mind is that the coronavirus cases in Chicago and elsewhere continue to rise. And that means the governor this week said we're looking at least 2 or 3 weeks before they could lift the mitigations that they put in place on Friday to really slow down the potential spread within restaurants, bars, and other areas. It's really pegged on the numbers at this point, as it has been. They're looking at mostly at the state's positivity rate of how many tests come back as positive. It needs to fall under 6.5% for 3 straight days in Chicago and elsewhere for them to lift the restrictions that, for example, close down indoor bar service, indoor dining. Unfortunately, yesterday Chicago was up at 9.5%, which it spikes from 7.6 last week. So, unfortunately, the needle is pointing up at this point, and so Pritzker had said basically, you know, 2 to 3 weeks before we can really even start thinking about this, and that's when mitigations they've seen so far have an impact. It takes a couple weeks to help, but it's as people know, it's more than the bars and the restaurants, and it's a little bit of everything. If people are letting their guard down, causing these cases to go up, so you're right. Support your local businesses; they're going to really need you in the coming weeks and months. Order out, carry it, you know, pick up, all those sort of things. Now's the time when they're really going to need you to support them like they're supporting us.
Yeah, and dine outside while we're 20 degrees warmer than normal for this time of year. One thing that would help, if everybody would wear a mask and if these big gatherings would stop. The city just shut down another one, didn't they?
Right. This was I guess there's very little jaw-dropping things nowadays, but this one really caught my attention. There was a party with 600 people on Halloween night that the city had to go and break up, and it wasn't the only one. There was some with 60, 200 people, 75 people, but 600 people. They said it was at the Chicago Sports Complex at 2600 West 35th Street, which is a big indoor soccer and sports facility along the Stevenson, right in the McKinley Park neighborhood. No word on who hosted that party, but anyone associated with letting it happen, including the complex, got cited. They could get $10,000 fines. But also troubling, it wasn't just 600 people. It was 600 people that weren't wearing masks, and they clearly weren't social distancing with that size. So, the city's just saying, listen, you know, we our numbers are going up. I don't know what we need to tell you to say, this is not a good idea, but it still happened. And that's, again, another one of the things that public health officials are battling as they try to convince people that this is a real thing that really spreads.
Let's end on a positive note. Jackson Park Harbor is going to look better in the near future, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I'll spin this into a positive story, but it's really partly because of the rising lake levels. Don't worry. I'll pull up here.
Thank you.
The lakefront trail down there, beautiful. An extension of the trail. This is down by La Robitas is the spot, the hospital, where they've really been getting water up into the trail. They've had to shut it down for a while, but they just started working this week. They've got the heavy equipment out there. They're putting in a new breakwater at the mouth of the Jackson Park Harbor. They're going to build another retaining wall on the outer harbor. This is a park district project, but it's also getting some money from billionaire Ken Griffin, who ticked in some cash to help fix up the lakefront trail from the north side to the south side. So it's happening now. They're hoping to get it done by early next year, with the goal of just protecting that trail. So folks down in the south side in the Jackson Park area, Jackson Park Highlands, that whole area can get back on their lakefront trail and enjoy one of the beauties of our city.
Yep, that's going to be nice. Think about getting out and moving around and enjoying that. Seamus Toomey, more at blockclubchicago.org. Have a good day, Seamus. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bob. It's going to be a lovely day.
Thank you, Bill Withers.